Welcome to the golf edition of Hooked on Sport. This is South Australia's summer golf wrap, where we uncover the stories, personalities and moments that define golf across South Australia and beyond. It's time to talk golf with sports commentator Ben Hook and state golf representative Sophie Hilditch.
Thanks, Wallace. Hello, everyone. Ben Hook with you. Sophie Hilditch with me. We are locked in on what is going to be an enormous week of Pennant Golf. It is round three in the Sanderson Cup, round five in the Simpson Cup. Sophie, you are going to be in action. We will get to your match very shortly, but we're a couple of days on from your opening round, of course, round two of the Sanderson Cup, and you would have caught up with the girls at a bit of practice. You're feeling pretty relaxed about what you did last week?
Oh, we're just... Our minds are just on to the next task, Hookie. We're not even thinking about what happened next weekend, and I'm not going to divulge what we've been doing throughout the week.
I've got all sorts of payoffs from Cooyonga and the Grange and Blackwood who want to know exactly what you're up to, and you're going to give me nothing. I'll be having to send all my spy fees back. Love talking about Sanderson Cup with you. We love talking about all golf with you. You are certainly the number one expert here in South Australia. We're going to talk about the Sanderson Cup and round three, which is a really pivotal time in the competition. The Grange have got away to a big lead. Blackwood are the team that are going to need to get a move on, as are Glenelg. I might get you to start by giving us your first thoughts on the opening match of the day. It's going to be Glenelg taking on Blackwood. Of course, we're off to Cooyonga Golf Club.
Yeah, I think the Simpson and the Sanderson teams are at Cooyonga Golf Club. Yep. So great for spectators to head on out there, and you'll see all sorts of golf and it'll be super exciting. But like you said, Glenelg, Blackwood, big game, because both of these teams really need a win on the board. Blackwood had a bye last week, so they've only got the one loss out of one game. Glenelg, two losses out of their first two games. If they want a chance at making finals, they need this win against Blackwood. So it's going to be an interesting game. It's going to be entertaining, that's for sure. Blackwood have a very different team mixed with juniors as well as experienced players. And Glenelg a bit the same, with Jill Hodge coming in at number two of experience and a few youngsters bringing in the rear of their team. So going to be interesting, going to be fun. I think Cooyonga evens it out as well for the Glenelg and Blackwood. Blackwood will know how to play these slopes and all these different types of golf shots that they need to play around greens.
Been tough for Blackwood. Have 1 week on, 2 weeks off, and now they've got to come back after what really has been an extended period outside of the competition with the bye and the week off for the Australian Open. I just want to see something from them, Blackwood. They arrived at this competition with a fair bit of fanfare. A couple of these big recruits, Ebony Riordan, the obvious one. They were disappointing week one, but that's okay. You can get away with that, but you can't afford to be disappointing week two. Glenelg losing, they're done. And that would be a staggering situation to evolve after they won the flag last year. So, my goodness, there is so much hinging on this. Sophie, if I can get you to look up and down the Glenelg team list, who is the must win that you think is in that order?
Well, I'm going the young Grace Ferrier. She brings in at number five, so she'll be first off. I think Glenelg, having had the two losses, really need to get off to a flyer start, and they're going to need a win from their number five to get the team going and to get them believing that, yes, we can get this win, we can get a win on the board. So for me, it's Grace Ferrier to set the tone for Glenelg.
What about Blackwood?
I'm going Hannah Constance. I've got a feeling she might be playing Sarah Crocker. These two ladies are of a similar age, a similar generation, a similar time in their lives with young families. She had a big loss in round one against Hayley Hunt. I think she needs to come out strong. She needs to have a bit of a redemption match against Sarah Crocker. And again, another person who I can think can really set the tone for Blackwood. She's a much loved Blackwood member. I would look at her as a bit of a leader amongst the group. So Hannah, for me, is the must win for Blackwood.
Well done, Soph. What's your tip for this game?
I'm going Glenelg. I think Glenelg are a really strong team. They haven't got off to a good start, but their players are all unbelievable. I think Glenelg are going to be frustrated with their start. They're going to be annoyed, and they're really going to see red and get it going.
Yeah, Glenelg for me as well. So 3-2 is my margin tip. I tell you what, I did this, you and I did this episode last week. Can I just say, yes, everyone, spoke to a lot of you at the Simpson Cup. I'm eating a lot of humble pie this week after getting an inordinate amount of tips wrong, including your team, Sophie. And I know I got a little text message from you on Sunday afternoon after your victory, just giving me a little bit of a clip. So yeah, I expect to be eating a whole lot more humble pie this weekend, but I'm going for Glenelg 3-2, which takes us on to your clash, Soph. Royal Adelaide taking on the Grange. The Grange are already in the finals. Two matches, two wins. Going to be almost impossible to displace them from the finals with just two rounds remaining. Royal Adelaide, I reckon, if they win, can join them in the finals. Two spots down, it leaves just one for those other three clubs, and that will be a wonderful little battle between Cooyonga, Glenelg and Blackwood as we go forward. You're an interesting side, Soph. You know, I'll make this point. Eliza Bartlett, I reckon she brings more than just her own golf game to this team. She's played a lot of cricket, Eliza. I don't know how many people would know Eliza. She's, you know, quite well known around Adelaide, but she's been involved in a hell of a lot of success playing cricket for Sturt. And I don't necessarily know that she's been the most dominant player in that team, but my word, she knows about sporting success. And I think she's... You'll laugh at this term. I feel like she's like the leader of the Brat Pack. You know, she just has this capacity to bring people along for the ride with her. And, you know, she's obviously good mates with Fiona Morrison, with Laura Birchmore and Kat De Silva. And this group, I think, even though Eliza, and she's expecting at the moment, so I don't think we're going to expect a lot from her individually at the moment, but I do feel like she just gets the rest of that group to walk a little bit taller. And I think her involvement in your team is really, really important. So, you know, Birchmore and De Silva, great wins last weekend. Both would have had huge grins on their face after that, and justifiably so. So I'm really looking forward to this match and maybe getting another little cheeky text from you at the end of it when you tell me the result is probably against what I'm about to tip. Can I give you a couple of must wins?
Of course.
I'm going to go with Fiona Morrison. So Laura Birchmore, great start to the year, had a huge win over Jill Hodge. Kat De Silva gets that first ever win. Absolutely thrilled for her. We know your importance in this team. We're never going to resile away from that. But Fiona Morrison, I think, you know, just for her own confidence, she'll want to be a part of that winning troop, if you like. And if you're going to find three wins, I just reckon someone needs to bob up and do something a bit exceptional. And so Fiona's the one for me this week. For the Grange, it's Amelia Winnie. I just reckon if you're going to beat Royal Adelaide, you've got to find a way past one S. Hilditch. And I reckon they will have looked at the results last week and they would have gone, my goodness, Sophie Hilditch is back. She has cleared the decks with Zoe Manton. And I just feel like there will be a lot of fear around you, and they are going to send their trump card to try and blow up your trump card, which is you, and that's going to be a wonderful matchup to watch. I presume that's where you two will end up. So the must win for me, Amelia Winnie. The must win for the Grange for me is Amelia Winnie. The must win for Royal Adelaide is Fiona Morrison. Your tip is obvious. You're going to tip Royal Adelaide. I am going to tip the Grange here. I think they just have too much firepower. I'm going 3-2. I probably would have thought a bit differently about this match before your win last week, but I've been won over by what you did last week. I don't know if it's quite enough to tip the scales against the Grange, but you are right in this contest and I'm looking forward to it. I'll tip the Grange, but it'll be only just 3-2.
Very fair, Hookie. I actually prefer it when you tip against us. It gives me something even more to fight for. I did think of you halfway through my round against Zoe, and I thought, oh, God, I've just got to prove Hookie wrong here.
Yeah. I reckon you're drafting the text message already that you'll be sending to me about 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Let's move on to the Simpson Cup. Four big matches, all at Cooyonga. The first of them will be Cooyonga and Glenelg. Soph, what are your first thoughts?
Well, Cooyonga, Glenelg, you mentioned it in our review of the pennant Simpson season earlier on in the week, but there are four teams sitting at two wins out of two matches, and Cooyonga and Glenelg are one of those four teams. It's a big match. They really, really both need the win to secure, well, not secure, but at least look like they might be making finals. But I got to say,
it's not fatal for either of them, is it? I don't think it's fatal, but no, big leg up close. If you win, some ground to make up if you lose.
Yeah, but the one thing I will say is Kyonga, it's their home ground. And out of the Sandbelt courses, out of that big four, Kyonga is the biggest home ground advantage. And those boys know it back to front. So I think Glenelg have their work cut out for them. It's the battle of the airport courses. They can basically wave at each other over the fence and look at the planes flying over both sides of them. So it is the battle of the airport courses. I'm looking forward to it. It's a great clash. Glenelg had a massive win against the Vines, 6-1. And like you spoke about, heaps of close matches. So Glenelg are coming on a high. And Kyonga losing to Mount Osmond, who I don't think they would have thought that they should have lost to, is coming in with a couple of tails between their legs potentially, and they're going to be wanting that win against Glenelg.
You must win for Glenelg if they get the chocolates.
I'm going Cade Bryant, top of the pops. I think Kyonga's top order is unbelievable. They're very strong. They're big hitters. Cade Bryant is slightly younger than them. I think Cade needs to get the win up the top.
And what about for Kyonga?
I'm going Freddie Castle. I'm expecting more from Freddie. I don't think Freddie has shown his best golf throughout this season so far. And he lost last week 4-3. It was a relatively big loss for Freddie. He's down lower towards the end of Kui's order. So I think Kui need to come back a little bit stronger at that bottom order. And I think Freddie should be the man to do that.
Yeah, well identified. He's 0-4, so Freddie Castle, in a team like Kyonga that has so much strength, for someone to be 0-4, and he's one of the state's best players, that is an anomaly. That is an absolute outlier. And yeah, I agree. I've got Freddie Castle on watch at the moment. Who's your tip here, Soph? Airport North or Airport South?
Airport North for me, it's Kyonga. I think Kyonga get the win. I don't like playing Kyonga at home. Never have, never will. They know those greens inside out. I'm sure they'll bait their greens so they'll be quick. They'll know how to play them. They'll probably all go out on the Saturday afternoon and play a round together and suss out the pins and get all the pin placements. So you know what, Kyonga? I think it's Kyonga, but I do think it's going to be a very close tussle. I wouldn't be surprised in a 4-3.
Yeah, I've got Kyonga 5-2. But yeah, I am emboldened a little bit by what Glenelg did last week in close matches to get the 6-1 over the Vines. And Michael Munn had a long conversation with Money after their round on Sunday. And he's just such a leader. He said to me, and I should have organised the audio, quite frankly, but he just said to me, "This is what I play for, Hookie. Clashes like this." So I know Glenelg are going to be absolutely up for the fight. I expect Kyonga to win, but the Glenelg will be absolutely like that yappy little dog at their tails the whole day. It's going to be good to watch. Tea Tree Gully take on the Grange in what is now the top of the table clash. Tea Tree Gully undefeated on top, 4 from 4. The Grange in second place, 3 from 4. So with Tea Tree Gully, I asked the question, can someone run down these guys? And I just feel like the Grange is actually the mob to do it. I really feel like the Grange, they know where they're at this year. So they've got the firepower, they've got the depth, they've got the adaptability. And I just reckon they believe that they are the team to beat. On the flip side, Tea Tree Gully, just very comfortable in their own skin. I don't think they're thinking like they're the title favourites that the Grange perhaps think that they are, but they'll front up this week very much in the moment and they'll give themselves every opportunity to win it. If they don't win it, I don't think they'll feel like they've lost a lot of bark, but at the same time, they're not going to be overawed and they're not going to be, you know how you can get into matches like this and you start to think about, oh, the what ifs, what if we do this and what if we don't do that? I don't think Tea Tree Gully think like that. I think they just front up, play. If we win, we win. If we don't, we don't. Then we start to work out on next week. And I think that's a great space to be in when you are in the situation that they're in. I was having a think about, why is Tea Tree Gully so successful this year? I was trying to work out what has been the factor, if you like. And I settled on Ben Hallam. It's only Lachie Oakes that has got in this year, and Lachie Oakes right now might be one of the top 5 golfers in South Australia. The rest of the year, Ben Hallam has beaten Jordan Sherratt. He's had a half with Will Arnold, and he's beaten Michael Munn. I feel like Ben Hallam is being sent out there to cut the head off the snake. So he's my must-win for Teetree Gully this week, because if he can blow over a Ross Steedman or a Blair Christie or someone who's going to play up the top of the order for the Grange, and then you other three guys find the other six, but I'm going to take down a big scalp. Hallam's done it all year, and it wouldn't shock me if he did it again. So he's the must-win for me for Teetree Gully. And for the Grange, it's Mark DeMarcy. Now, I feel like I'm sharing it around a bit with the Grange, but I just reckon he is reflective of where the Grange see themselves this year. They know it's there for the taking. He's played 10 years of penitent golf and never once been part of a Simpson Cup win. And I reckon he wants to be part of the solution. He's a versatile player. He's as comfy on a hills course as he is on a sand belt. He's going to play someone like Sadira Bottadieu or Will Summerfield or Grant DeBias. If he beats any of those big names, and I think DeBias is 3 from 3, didn't play last week. Bottadieu's 3 from 4, and I reckon Will Summerfield is either 2.5 or 3 from 3 as well. So whoever he gets, it's going to be a massive ask. And if he can pinch that one, you know, very similar to what I'm talking about with Ben Hallam, you know, if he can get a big scalp, it's only 3 from 6 for the rest of his crew. So they're my must wins for the two clubs that will take each other on. What's your tip in this one, Soph?
Look, it's interesting. It's a big clash up the top. Grange also keep changing their order a little bit. They keep keeping us on our toes. The top and the bottom order keep shifting around. You don't really know who you're about to get. But I think I'm going to go Grange, but there's a real argument for TTG. I think if it's Grange, I think it's going to be close. I reckon it'll be 4 and 3.
I've gone 4 and 3, the Grange as well. Any other thoughts on this match?
No, I think it's going to be a really interesting game. I think Kyonga actually suits TTG for similar reasons that I said it suited Blackwood. They're used to having to hit elevated shots. They're used to having to use the slopes to potentially get to some pins that are otherwise not accessible. Grange, not so much. So I think it is also a bit humbling for both teams. I think TTG, it will favour them and bring them up a little bit, but Grange, with some of those bigger hitters that they have that TTG don't have that firepower, can use that to their advantage at a course like Kyonga and make those par fives all reachable into.
So for our next game, as part of our preview of round 5 of the Simpson Cup, is Royal Adelaide taking on the Vines. You know the Royal Adelaide Club very, very well, and, well, you've learnt a lot about the Vines over the journey that certainly we've been talking about it and beyond. What are your first thoughts on this clash?
Well, I like the teams you allocated me. You allocated me the big teams that I feel like really need wins. This is another one of those four teams that are both sitting at 2 wins from 4 games. It's the RA and the Vines. Vines coming off a really big loss against Glenelg, 6-1, but all very close matches that didn't go their way. It all went Glenelg's way. And then Royal Adelaide had a loss against Grange, 5-2. But if we even look further back with both these teams and we go across to Royal Adelaide, which was round 3, both teams had very narrow wins over Thaxted Park and Mount Osmond, who would be considered the weaker teams out of this field. So it's interesting. I think Royal Adelaide and the Vines are having a bit of a rocky start to their season, and this could be a real settler for either team. I think it's going to be really interesting. I think it's going to be a big contest, and I'm looking forward to it.
Tony Nobbs, I'm almost certain, will be out for the Vines. He injured a shoulder playing in Western Australia last week, missed the weekend, and just talking to him, I suspect that he's going to miss at least a couple more weeks. That's a huge dent in the Vines lineup. Who is Royal Adelaide's must win this week?
Going my must win is Alex Pacifico at number 1 against the king of South Australian pennants, Sam Earl. I'd hate to think how many times he has been an SA pennant team of the year. He knows
5 is the answer.
5, there you go. So I think Alex Pacifico needs to knock Sam Earl down. I wouldn't be surprised if it comes down to this game. And I feel like I keep saying 4 and 3 in the Simpson Cups, but with such strong teams and such big 3 games that we have, I think it's going to come down to Pacifico's game, and I think he's going to need to knock the king off his throne.
Yeah, So you're talking to the chairman of selectors of the team of the year and the inventor of the concept, Soph. So that's how I know off the top of my head that Sam Earle's been in that team five times. Who's the must win for the Vines?
I've got Ben Pearce against Billy Cawthorn. Billy Cawthorn, another SA legend, been around Pennant for years. Everyone knows who Billy is. I've been on Billy's bag. Billy's been on my bag before. I love Billy. I think he needs to be knocked off his crown if Vines want to get a win. Billy hasn't had the best start to the season. He's been knocking out a lot of halves and that kind of thing. So I think Ben Pearce, he needs to get a win over Billy. It's kind of a similar argument to Royal Adelaide's Alex Pacifico. I think Billy would be a huge loss to Royal Adelaide.
Billy, I think two halves, a win and a loss this year. The only win he's had was the one at home against Thaxted Park. So, yeah, I do feel like you're absolutely right. If someone knocks off Billy Cawthorn, Royal Adelaide just sort of, they shrink a little bit as a group because they just rely on him is probably not quite the word, but they all seem to walk taller when he's winning. You know, if Billy's winning, the rest of the team really comes along for the ride. Good on you, Soph. What's your tip?
I'm going Royal Adelaide. I'm going to have to back my boys, Hooky. I think Royal Adelaide have had a rocky start to their season, but I think they're seeing a bit of red. I think Vines are down Tony Nobbs, and that's a huge loss to their team. So I'm going Royal Adelaide. I'm interested to see who's in the team this week because there were a few changes last week, couple of changes down that bottom end of the order, a bit of shifting around as well amongst their players. So I think Royal Adelaide are going to come in with a couple of tactics, and I wouldn't be surprised if the team is different again.
Yeah, I thought it was curious that of all the players they left out last week, it was Hudson Haynes, who is a former member of Mount Osmond. I didn't understand that, I have to be honest. I know that the side hasn't been performing absolutely well, and you have that weird situation that once you've played four up, you're not allowed to go back and play down. So there was always going to be a question mark around that. And I like Nathan Kent in the team, but Hudson Haynes probably wouldn't have been the one I'd left out last week. And I would have loved to have seen what he could have done on a course that he knows very well against the team like the Grange. But yeah, that will be interesting to see. I'm tipping Royal Adelaide here. I'm tipping them 4-3. I do feel like Tony Nobbs is a big loss for the Vines. He's more than just a good player. You know, he's sort of like the father figure of the team. And they're an old team, but he's just this wonderful big bear. And I know that all of those guys are drawn to playing alongside Tony. And, you know, he's become the team manager. Paul Manns, I noticed, went down and played in the Bonner Cup. And Tony took over as manager of the Simpson Cup team. But I know full well that they would much prefer to have him out there representing their club in the polo, hitting golf balls, rather than sitting in a cart. So, yeah, he's a big loss. I'm going to tip Royal Adelaide. I'm going to tip them just. Which takes us on to our final match, Soph, and that is the Cellar Dweller Battle. Seventh place Mount Osmond with one win taking on eighth placed Thaxted Park. Soph, the only thing, I feel like Mount Osmond should win this, but the only thing that I put a little asterisk alongside is that there can be a massive come down after a huge high. And they have come off a huge high after beating Cooyonga last week. That's real. I mean, how many times do you see a tennis tournament, right? And a journeyman beats a big name seed, and then they get blown away by some other, you know, B grader in the next round. And I just feel like that's the only concern for Mount Osmond here is can they just come back to planet Earth after leaping over the moon when they beat Cooyonga last weekend?
Yeah, it's a fair point. You often see, even in tournaments where it starts a stroke round, the top of that stroke round often loses in match play in the first round and gets absolutely knocked out. Coming down from a high can be quite hard.
Yeah, really good point. I reckon Mount Osmond are going to be very well prepared here, and I'll tell you why. Ken Chan's actually a member of Cooyonga, and Ken, like Tony Nobbs, is just one of those guys that guys want to be alongside of him. They want to learn from him. They want to understand what he's got to offer, not just as a match play player, but as a guy who knows his way around this course. There's a bit of a stronger relationship between Mount Osmond and Cooyonga than you think. Joe Hodgson has been a former Pennant player for Cooyonga, who was essentially the Pennant coach for Mount Osmond now, was one of the trainee professionals up there at Mount Osmond. So I feel like they've probably come armed with a few more inside details on Cooyonga than Thaxted will have, and that's why I'm probably leaning towards Mount Osmond in this clash. Thaxted need their best guys on the park this week. So the Edie brothers came out. So this is Jake and Brett, who came out and played for Thaxted Park against Mount Osmond 3 weeks ago, and both won and took them to within an inch of knocking off Royal Adelaide at home. So yeah, Thaxted will be hoping that they can land all their big fish. I reckon that team will be out. They normally release their team pretty early on a Thursday or a Friday, so I'll be interested to see what that team looks like. But yeah, they need their big names to turn up. Can I give you a must win?
Of course you can.
Must win for me, Dan Searle for Mount Osmond. He's the only guy who hasn't really fired for them, and there's an absolute alibi why. He's doing all of the heavy lifting right up at the top of the order, playing at number one for Mount Osmond. So let's just talk about who he's run into. Sam Earle, who is the number one player in this competition. Cade Bryant, who right now might be the number one amateur player in this competition. Alex Pacifico, where he had a half. And we know that Alex Pacifico is a newcomer to playing number one. And Joel Durnford, Cooyonga, who has been injury prone, but one of the best players in South Australia as well. If Mount Osmond want to make sure that they stay up next year and defeat Thaxted Park, then it is on Dan Searle to get the business done. I presume he'll play Pacey Lyle. Pacey Lyle turned it around and had a really good win last week against Chris Dawson of Tea Tree Gully. So Dan Searle is my guy for Mount Osmond if they're going to get it done. And I expect them to get it done, but Dan Searle I want to see really showing some leadership up at the top of the order when he gets an opportunity against one of the slightly lesser lights of all the number ones in the competition.
Yeah, good choice, Hooky. I like it.
So for my must win for Thaxted Park, we talked about him in the review show last week when he made an eagle on the last to claim a half against Matthew McMahon of Tea Tree Gully. I'm going Lockie Matthews as my must win. Plays up at the top of the order. I really feel like Mount Osmond set themselves up. They know they don't have the real quality up the top one, two and three. And not that they're prepared to concede them, but if they win them, that's going to be a big bonus because they're always going to do a bit of damage in the lower part of the order. So Lachlan Matthews probably going to play at number two for Thaxted Park. He'll be so important for them. He'll be coming off a real high to snatch that half a point off Matt McMahon would mean so much to this young kid. And if he can sort of keep that momentum, keep that ball rolling, as young kids often can, he could be the instigator of what would be a huge upset, Thaxted Park beating Mount Osmond and flipping the competition on its head one more time. But if they're going to do it, Lachlan Matthews has got to be a part of it. So he's my must win for Thaxted Park.
What's your tip, Hooky?
My tip is Mount Osmond. Again, I think it's going to be close. I'm going to go 4-3, but I'm going to go 4.5, 2.5. I did change that tip. 4.5, 2.5 Mount Osmond, but I do feel like that Thaxted Park will get some points here for sure. What about you?
I'm leaning Mount Osmond as well, but I'm going 5-2. I think it's going to be a bit more Mount Osmond heavy.
So, my favourite part of the week, the preview show with you, because I know that we get the opportunity to lock horns in the review show and just look at all of your wins and all of my losses, which is which is a bit of a regular part of it. Great chat, tremendously entertaining. Good luck on the weekend. Good luck to your team as well. We'll be fascinated to see what the heavyweight battle against the Grange looks like when we do it all again on Monday. Have a great weekend, mate.
Thanks so much, Hooky. Have a good one.
With the last putt sunk, that's a wrap on this golf edition of Hooked on Sport. Thanks for listening. Help us meet more golfers just like you by following us and leaving a review. We look forward to your company on the next golf edition of Hooked on Sport.